Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You, Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister, and with Terry Wooden, the national scout, and played for a number of years, and you look at how scouting is different. Like, the combine feels different. I think in March there were 1,500 pro days. How much different is it than it was 10, 15 years ago for you?
Well, I think because of social media now, you got more eyes and more people are able to see behind the curtains and kind of see what happens, you know, in the combine. And, you know, for a long time it was like secret. You know, nobody knew what happened at the combine, but now fans are able to see behind the curtain. And so now everybody just, you know, they're enamored by it. And, you know, it's a cool process. And I can understand why the fans are, you know, so hyped, because, you know, there are a ton of passionate football fans out there. And the fact that they can follow their teams now year round, you know.
Watch a guy run the 40 and do the calisthenics and mm-hmm. stuff like that and measure his arms.
Mm-hmm. Take us a little bit through the process of what it's been like for you and your guys up until this point as far as the actual draft is concerned. From last season to now, what has it been like for you and your guys?
Well, it starts in August. You know, guys start going out on the road in August, and you start going to schools, and you travel from August through December. And then December rolls around, then you have the postseason, you have all-star games in January. Then February, you have draft meetings. Then you have the combine. Then after the combine, you got pro days. Then after the pro days, you come back and you have more meetings leading up to the draft.
From a film standpoint, how do you break it down as far as from a film standpoint of, hey, I want the four best games of this player. That's what I've put together. Or are you going back, I saw this game, but, you know, I'm not seeing it in person. You know, is it? I'm just trying to figure out what's that process like. Of I like this player, but from a film standpoint, maybe it's not showing up.
Well, everybody's different when it comes to the film. Some people, like you were saying, they like to maybe watch the previous four games they played in, or some people like to, if you know, you look at a player in November, you say to yourself, okay, I want to watch a game in September, October, November, you know, because you want to hopefully see a progression, you know, see a guy, you know, see how he looks in September, see how he looks in October, and hopefully, you know, you see, you know, improvement, or maybe you don't see improvement. So it just depends. Guys kind of, you know, for everybody has a different way of looking at tape.
For you, is, you know, the eye test, is mm-hmm. it your gut, is it what you see on film, the consistency, or talking to them, is there a pecking order for you?
Well, it's a combination of all those things, you know. Obviously, you know, eye tape, you know, regardless of the position, you know, that's the first thing, you know, you see, you know, and then from there, you know, goes the film. And then after that, you know, character plays a role. You talk to sources and you get to know and find out about the kid. And then, but at the end of the day, it all comes down to the tape, you know, but all those things do play into the evaluation of a player.
I got a question for you. Since we hadn't had a chance to do this in a couple of years, evaluating an offensive player for this staff, mm-hmm. how much different, you know, because obviously I'm going to evaluate guys that are draft eligible as well as juniors that come out. Right. But now when I get with the offensive staff, it's a new offensive staff. Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you looking for? You know, that conversation comes with the GM and the scouting department. This is the type of player that fits in this offense. You know, and so you guys, we know what you've done in the past, looking at certain players, certain style. How much does that change from this new offensive system from a certain player, you know, whether it's we want lighter offensive linemen. You know, he doesn't have to be a 6'7 tackle. He could be 6'5.
Right.
But I want him at 300 pounds instead of 315.
Right.
Has that been somewhat of the case? And obviously, you know, what you can't say, you know, obviously don't say it.
In some cases, yes. But for the most part, you know, the thing you evaluate and you can always evaluate is a player's athletic ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so because if he's athletic, he, regardless of the scheme, he'll be able to play, you know, fit and play in it. So that's the key right there. First thing you do is just, is this guy an athlete? And so if he's an athlete, he checks that box, then you know, regardless of what the scheme is, he should be able to fit.
Well, Terry, best of luck. We appreciate you stopping by and talking to us for a little bit and get some rest. I know you've been for the scouting staff. It's been a long haul. So have a great weekend.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Thank you, T.
Terry Wooden, National Scout.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.